Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Has one of the best young adult shows in recent years been renewed for a season two? Is there a bunch of glorious Black Panther to talk about? And is one of the best X-Men heroines getting her own solo movie? Yes, and is my mic on? Correct. This is Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
So that was the first time now you guys know that 3 second lag, so I don't show my Janet Jackson nipple, is to prevent these things from happening. And here we are.
That was
2001 or 2002. Yeah. Justin Timberlake's comeback.
The knots. Yep. Early knots.
When the live used to be live for you over 20 viewers. It used to be real live. Now there's 3 second lag. Hello! Welcome back. Happy New Year. I have missed you guys dearly.
We missed you. Did you miss us?
Twitter's been great. Instagram's been great. I have missed sitting in this chair. I have missed talking about the news. I have missed geeking out over comics. And we are back. This is Marvel Movie News. We are here to tell you about all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. And yes, there is one less studio because Disney is eating Fox. And we will continue to talk about that constantly. Now, this is episode 162. And we are coming to you live from 2018. Meta. In the future, this will be the past. And right now, it's 2018! Now, I am so excited to talk about all the stuff. And since we are here with you guys, I want you to find us on iTunes. I want you to find us on youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork. You can find us on Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at MarvelNewsPTN. Follow us at Popcorn Talk. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MarvelNewsShow. Follow us, like us, and if you do all of that jazz and tweet out a link while we're live, Aunt Anthony in the booth will retweet you.
First episode of 2018. It's great. It's fine. And I am so excited to get this show on the road.
I am ready. It's exciting. We were a little late today because in LA, when it rains, it's like a blizzard anywhere else. People panic. There's chaos in the streets. There's looting.
Seriously.
There are elephants. Jumanji happens. It's
like
a whole thing.
5 miles an hour on the highway.
Forever.
Just because.
It's daunting.
I drove through like Florida hurricanes. So I'm just like, I'm looking at this. I'm like, oh God, people.
Yeah. I drove a motorcycle in New England.
So cute.
Through winter. That was just dumb, but I did it. Now, we have a lot of news to get through today. I am Coy Jandreau at CoyJandreau. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram there. And where can they find you, lovely Markia?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Markia McCarty. That's MarkiaMccarty. Yes, let's nerd out about all things Sailor Moon, Black Panther,
wrestling,
Storm, Black Panther, wrestling, Black Panther. So, and just Marvel in general.
John Cena shows up in Black Panther. The reports were wrong about, like, the Ragnarok. And Markia just has it. Like, her brain just, it's over. It's it.
I, like, freeze.
You just fully, what happened? So, since it is a show.
Did you see him? Did you see him?
Since this is a show that I'm doing with Markia, we have to start, of course, with the Black Panther.
Yes! Tickets are officially on sale!
Not only are tickets on sale, they had an announcement trailer for tickets being on sale that featured, every time there's news about this movie, it gives me one more thing to freak out about. Kendrick Lamar is running the soundtrack. He is producing, he is organizing, he can literally just make the artwork, and I'd be like, I'll buy that album. Like, Kendrick Lamar is one of the best things to happen to hip-hop in a long time.
He's like what Prince did for Batman.
Oh,
if you remember. Like, Prince did great
parallel.
The Batman
just making it work.
Soundtrack.
Yes. Yeah. So yes. I am so excited for the soundtrack. Like, Marvel had the Guardian soundtrack that, like, brought us back to that era. Mm-hmm. Now Kendrick's doing the Black Panther soundtrack. Ooh. Like, Marvel is just on the DL, just, like, running the soundtrack game. If you think about it, people didn't buy soundtracks again. Black Panther might be like Guardians, where it makes the Billboard, like, charting. We're going to watch this trailer.
Yeah.
I'm flummoxed.
I've always been a soundtrack person.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Like, the Crow soundtrack.
That's how I would run into, like, new music.
Yeah,
because I seriously just listen to my music.
Blade Trinity soundtrack, also underrated. Now,
let's
watch this bad boy.
Yes. I mean, there's a...
A new take on this scene?
Yes.
This is new footage?
It's like the two of them, they spark. The two of them spark so well together.
And I love the dichotomy between the cold, sterile American like prison to Wakanda's lush color and like
that
dichotomy is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And then the music.
Yes, and I like that this focuses more on relationships, like this particular trailer does. Like, you have the relationship between, can I just call them the Tolkien guys?
Yes, Tolkien guys, totally cool with me.
Between the Tolkien guys, and then you have Shuri and Black Panther, Shuri and T'Challa, and it's just like, oh, this sweet brother-sister relationship that they have.
I just love, I keep coming back to the sound of this trailer. Every time a new trailer drops, I'm just enamored by the sounds, the tech design, the sound design, the sound mixing, the music. And like the all the relationships, like you said, they're so good. Like even just in 2 minutes. And Michael B. Jordan, man, that guy. I want the weapons.
Yes.
This is a month away,
gorgeous.
Internet. A month away.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Now, what I love about this trailer is it's many of the scenes we've already seen, but like 5 or 6 seconds before or after. Like, this is a lot of the same movie and the same footage, but we get new clips of it.
Just a little bit, like, just, like, turning the spectrum just a little bit.
Exactly. So we didn't learn a lot, but what we got was more relationships, more action, more of the same scenes, but a little bit more.
Sorry, during it, I, like, totally zoned out. It's just like...
I get it. That's what that trailer's for. That's what it's... I'm glad it exists.
Yeah.
When the Kendrick news dropped, like... amongst my favorite new rappers I've discovered in the last couple years, so I'm really excited to see what a shape of soundtrack that becomes. And Black Panther?
Yes.
It's soon?
Yes, it is. In fact, you know, just might as well say it now, next week is going to be just me for doing the Marvel movie news, so I guess Markia movie news. I guess so. And so, yes, we are having a Black Panther episode. That's happening.
So all of the questions about all of the things you've ever wanted to know about Wakanda, T'Challa, Shuri, anyone, send them now. And that's going to be...
Zuri, Okoye, Ayo, Aniko.
I'm going to watch, because I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
So yeah, Midnight Angels, Roxanne Gray, Ta-Nehisi Coates... Hudlin, Priest, it's like whatever you want to know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to do the news also, but yes, we are going to Wakanda Forever next week.
So next week, leading up to the movie, it's about 3 weeks from the movie dropping by next week, so anything you want to know leading in, it's a great way to really, it's a prequel episode, a prequel to the movie, so any question you guys have, she is the knowledge, and I'm going to watch it because I don't know. So it's going to be really cool to kind of piece that world together beforehand, and I'm also really curious how they relate the comics to the movie. Like, I love when, like, Spider-Man came out. Like, I knew what they were referencing. Like, certain panels were from, like, Ditko stuff, and it was really cool to tie in. So that's a really cool opportunity to see with a primer what the movie reflects from the comic and not, and it's gonna be, it's good stuff. So I'm excited for that for you guys.
Yeah,
and speaking of Black Panther, on this Black Panther tangent, that toy commercial...
Oh my god, I love this
was
commercial
so
much.
Cool.
I love this so much. I mean, there's some people that probably don't understand the importance of this commercial. We're having this little black boy with his little black sister or something like that, and his non-black friend also there, and that it is totally centered on them, and they are heroes. It's T'Challa, Shuri, and crew.
Right.
There, and it's. I didn't get to grow up with things like this.
Yeah.
And the very fact that that people get to grow up with this now, I just like, how awesome are these people going to be?
Yeah.
How
much better is the world going to be?
The self-esteem level that comes with being like, yes, I am a hero too. Yes, I can be a hero too. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a gangster. I'm not, you know.
I'm not represented in one way. I've got like this hero to look up to. And like you said, like this is a new world for these kids. And I'm not saying Black Panther's changing the world, but
hey, it ain't hurting it.
So that commercial, like, that made me so happy. I saw you freaking out about it, and I just wanted to make sure it got the full... and we actually talked about it. I did a Collider episode with Mike, and Mike said his most... Mike Kalinowski, my arch nemesis from Showdown and friend from DC Movie News. We were talking about how that's his most anticipated movie of 2018, even over Infinity War, even over Deadpool 2. And he just loves the fact that that trailer feels like nothing we've ever seen before. And he's totally right. Like, we've never had a movie, comic or otherwise, that felt like Black Panther looks. And this trailer really not only embodies that, but it also gives us a little taste of, like, the fun and the flavor. And I thought it was perfect.
Yeah. And it also caters to our Western influences a bit, you know, just enough to be like, hey, this is something different, but it's also something that you can relate to.
Yeah.
So it's a very beautiful line that they're walking with this.
So, if I mean... Once again, Marvel marketing. They're up in their game. Mm-hmm. If your toy commercials are something of note, this commercial. Right. Yeah, let's watch it.
Black Panther. Make way.
Yeah, like, and I love that they're in the backyard.
And I love that they go through, yeah, they dive through the invisible field.
For the courage.
Yes, Shuri.
And seeing Wakanda in America. Oh.
In you, Black Panther Vibranium Hero.
That's so cool.
It's like 30 seconds long, but it makes a difference.
Also, Be Marvel, Be More is a great tagline for
that's
a toy
really
company.
Good. That's, you know, like somebody thought that up. They're like, oh, I got to come up this with something. Yeah. Be Marvel, Be More.
John Hamm and Mad Men just like, gold. What is it? What is it?
It's like, this is like, this is vibranium.
Yeah.
I've created vibranium.
I've done it for marketing. So I'm really excited for Black Panther. That's where we are with all of the information we have to date. We still don't know a lot about the movie, which I love. I mean, there was talk that there was the assembly cut. Now, assembly cuts of movies are always very long. There's a lot of lead in, there's a lot of lead out, there's a lot of scenes that are going to be cut, there's a lot of extra coverage. But there was a runtime listed at like almost 4 hours and people lost their minds. Assembly cuts are often that long or longer. I think we're going to land at like a just over 2 hour movie, and I think that that Black Panther is going to give us not only an origin, not only a world building, not only all these things, but by the time we go into Infinity War Part 2, Black Panther's gonna be so many people's favorite character. Like,
yes!
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's he's got this one movie. Like, Captain America had three. Iron Man had three. All this stuff. Black Panther, everyone is so hyped for this movie. Mm-hmm. The dude, like, leapt over the sequel. He's just like, all right, well, you know, T'Challa, I was in Civil War for 12 minutes. And like, I'm so hyped. So, yeah, next week, Markia, just full gamut, Black Panther. Anything else you wanna say before we move on?
No, I mean, I love that you bring it up for like what Civil War is like. Yeah, having Black Panther in Civil War like really kicked this off. Having Spider-Man in Civil War really kicked it off for that. I guess the only thing I'll say is I'm looking forward to their announcement that it's a trilogy. So
the inevitable announcement.
Yes, we'll have Namor and we'll have Doom Wars with him, Dr. Yes. Doom and Shuri. So I'm hyped for it.
We'll talk more about Doom later this episode, actually. But first, news broke last night / this morning that a Kitty Pryde movie is being developed over at Fox, and that's alarming, but also interesting because it makes sense. Like, the deal, the ink drawing, all that stuff is going to take a year for this giant deal to go through, and there's still a chance that there are a lot of antitrust issues where the government's like, hey, no. So they're still developing movies, but Tim Miller developing a Kitty Pryde movie is really interesting because Tim Miller made Deadpool for nothing, and then that movie changed the landscape of superhero movies, and now Kitty Pryde is a character that has been beyond important, that hasn't been getting the time of day. Kitty Pryde is the leader of many teams. In Astonishing X-Men, Joss Whedon's incredible run, she stole the show. Kitty Pryde is a fundamentally important X-Men, and her powers are always used in really creative ways. Like, people are like, oh, she's the phasing mutant. No, she also, like, can walk on the air. Mm-hmm. She can, like, she does so much with that power, and she's so smart, and I love the fact that her secondary mutation is practically her intelligence. It's how she uses her power. It's how she handles people. It's how she navigates life. And if you do that character right, and you don't just have her, like, Ellen Page could have played this character if they let her have more than 12 minutes of screen time. Like, Ellen Page was in this movie for nothing, and, like, Ellen Page was perfect. So I'm excited for a solo Kitty Pryde movie because I think the character is so important, so perfect for the times, and if you're going to have a solo movie, Kitty Pryde is a leader. Do this.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to have the Storm movie yet, then yes, Kitty Pryde is actually a really awesome choice.
And I came out of nowhere. Like, I hadn't heard rumblings. I hadn't heard rumors. And Tim Miller's just like, oh, yeah, we're developing this Kitty Pryde movie. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this...
Yeah, I really wonder where they're going to go with it. Because there's so much that they could do.
And it's like the imploding the universe. Like, like, X-Men, as far as Fox goes, could be ending. So it's really interesting they're ramping up this movie. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting that we have new things developing. A solo movie that might not tie into anything.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be an origin movie because she's already been introduced, and, you know, just have her walk through something and be like, oh, yeah, she's mutant.
Oh, yeah, that girl.
There. Oh, her. I remember her now.
Yeah, and you don't need, like, a getting bit by spider moment with someone that can phase through walls. Like, you can just dive into this movie as is, which I like. One of the best things about Punisher was that it was a year two story. Like, if you have Kitty Pryde just going, I'd love that.
Yeah.
So, Tim Miller, I think, is great. I love Kitty Pryde. I'm intrigued by what this means for Fox. And speaking of what I was saying earlier with Doom, they're still developing that Noah Hawley Doom movie. It's not dead. He said he doesn't heard anything, so that means it's still going. That's not confirmation that it's happening, but it's confirmation that they haven't told him to stop. So,
I'll just keep on going?
I guess I'll
going?
Just type over here until you tell me to okay, the computer's on.
I'll give you this?
Sides? Yeah. Actors? Noah Hawley did Legion, which was brilliant, and he's Fargo. If anyone's going to write a movie about that level of genius, it should be Noah Hawley. So
I think he could really go there with it. I mean, looking at Legion, it's like he definitely has a love for these mutant characters. Mm-hmm. So, and he can take it to a different level. So I'd love to see Doom as Doom and not just as, you know, that bad guy that wears a mask.
Angry science man.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten him as that.
He's got a cape.
Yeah, like, and you know? We've had him once as, like, a demolition derby guy and once as, like, handsome guy from Nip Tuck. Like, I want Doom.
handsome guy from Nip Tuck. I mean, that's
even,
awesome.
Even on Runaways, I was like, why is handsome guy from Nip Tuck slash Doom here? Like, it was very distracting. So that's still moving, which is interesting to me. And with that, X-Force still happening, guys. X-Force is going forward. Deadpool 2 obviously is in deep post-production, and Drew Goddard is still making X-Force. So I think even when and if this Marvel all-encompassing X-Men are over the universe thing happens, I think X-Force is still our baby. So I love that Deadpool is getting a team movie. I think you introduce Domino, Cable, Deadpool in Deadpool 2, you've got half your team. So this needs to happen fast. So I was very worried that, as excited as we've been about us absorbing the mutants, I was really afraid yes. X-Force would be the one thing we'd lose, because it's like...
No, they're going to go ahead with that.
I was just so glad to hear it. It was that splinter in my mind's eye of fear.
You don't scrap that.
You don't scratch X-Force.
No, because that's too strong.
Yeah.
And it's going off of Deadpool.
Which made
and you have
dollars.
Cable. You already signed him on to like these movies.
Yeah.
No, they're going to make X-Force.
And Marvel's just... Disney, Mouse House is just going to eat the money. It's just going to be fine. But I was worried. Rumor is... We are getting our first look at Venom this week. We have not seen any of Venom. We have no real previs. There have been some false statues. There have been some false leads. We have had nothing about what Venom looks like. And we've had some leaked footage of Tom Hardy fighting the symbiote. I don't know if you've seen that on Instagram.
I have.
There's this amazing 30-second video that some, like, doesn't even look like paparazzi. It looks like some dude in the street was like, is that Tom Hardy? And just started filming. And it's Tom Hardy getting out of a car, and it's clearly going to be out of the CGI him fighting the symbiote. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, it looks like a guy tripping balls on acid on the street.
Like, he gets
and
out
it's
of
just
car,
him,
and he's just like
fighting nothing. And, like, it's amazing. Look it up. It's a lot. But we've seen nothing from Venom this week. Rumor has it we're going to get our first take, so hopefully I am justified in my rapid defending of this movie, and I'm not suddenly afraid and have Topher Grace PTSD. So, time will tell.
I'm sure it's not going to be that bad.
Nothing can be.
Yeah, that was an interesting step that they did with that particular movie. I mean, I would have just focused on Sandman.
He was
the Sandman
we wanted.
Yeah, Sandman was really good.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to also throw...
Sam Raimi wanted a Sandman movie, and the studio was like, kids love Venom! And then the studio kept being like, Venom toys! And you could tell there was this moment where they were just like, here's Venom. And everybody was like, no. So I want the right Venom movie, so I'm excited for this week. Legion 2 will premiere in April, which means it's way more done than I thought it was. That's very soon. And there will be a time jump, which is very intriguing to me, because that first season, like...
Oh, so well done. I mean, I'm sorry, what's her name?
Aubrey Plaza.
From what I was seeing from just advertisements with mm-hmm. it seems like they're saying, oh, you're going to see the true face of the king, you know, kind of thing. And I was like, no, don't lose Aubrey.
Don't lose Aubrey.
No, it's like, no, this was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, keep Aubrey.
Well, it's like when they had that Joker origin movie they were talking about. I was like, no, the Joker is a mystical figure. Don't give us backstory on the Joker. That's the whole point. Like when they said that about, like, I don't want more information. I liked the mystery of the character.
Yeah, I like him just, for Joker in particular, just him doing like super twisted stuff. Like, yes, he captures a Robin and then implants his consciousness into
Batman
a little
Beyond.
Bead,
so
like into his
yeah.
head. Like, yeah, because he's Joker and he's nuts.
No backstory. Just dive in. So I hope Legion Season 2 keeps us guessing. I want more in-camera effects. I want more of that crazy tone. I like that it was a difficult show. I like that you had to think through it. I like that it wasn't just... Because if you want an easy show, there's options for that, and they're good. Like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is good. Runaways is good. You've got, like, different takes. Young adults for Runaways. For network TV, you've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If you want a really difficult, like, reading a book, Legion, like, I like that we're in a world where your palette allows you to dive into whatever medium you want. We have so many types of shows. So I hope Legion stays where it is, with it being a chess game versus a checkers game. So I really think they will.
Yes,
but.
And I love having a show where you legitimately have to rewatch it again. Be like, because I know I missed something. And there always is something that you missed.
Yes. And I want more of that. I want more of that type of show. And live chat, yes, Trustin Hardy. I agree. His breakdance fighting with the symbiote is going to be amazing.
Oh, wow. Breakdance fighting.
The breakdance fighting.
I can't get that out of my head now.
Whole movie. Just
it's like dance fighting. Did you see Jumanji?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. Karen Gillan, Nebula. She's a dance fighter.
Oh, so intriguing. That.
It's a fun movie. It doesn't take itself seriously.
I'm excited for it. It's doing way. It beat Star Wars on New Year's, which is crazy.
I thought it was cute.
I'm excited to see it.
But then I like Kevin Hart and The Rock. I want The Rock for Marvel. I want The Rock in everything. I want him Marvel. I want him DC. He's one of those greats.
He should be in movies.
Yes. Let's put him in movies.
Every studio's like, yeah, good idea, The Rock. Silver and Black has a start date and a theoretical working title. It is going by the working title of Triborder, and I've heard rumor, we don't have it here, but I've heard rumor that they're going to be filming in Mexico, which to me is intriguing, because Silver Sable is a mercenary. Mm. So it'd be kind of cool if she was tracking Black... The movie I wrote in
right.
my head. Right.
Your mind movie.
My mind movie. Black Cat steals a bunch of stuff, goes to hide in Mexico. Silver Sable tracks her down. They deal with, like, Tarantula or Chameleon or someone down in Mexico. They have to team up as all versus then team-up movies go. And then you end up having them as a team coming back. Spider-Verse, all that jazz.
Yeah.
That's what
I do. Well, I like something not set in the United States. So I'm on board with that.
Yeah. Not in New York.
Yeah. Not in New York. Not in LA.
Not mentioning the incident. So that's not a lot of news on that, but that movie's moving forward. It's that kind of that underdog quiet movie along with Gambit where just every so often they're like, yes, we're still making it. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Michael Pena has teased a third installment saying, quote, "We talked about it on the first day. It's a whole different kind of club to be in, the Marvel Universe. I don't know if they'll use me for the third movie. I still really don't know. It's cool to make a little bit of a mark in that Marvel Universe, and it's kind of a cool club. They really run a cool studio." Everyone ever seems to just have the best time on these movies. Yes. It doesn't seem like just a paycheck. It doesn't seem like just like going through the motions. Whenever like you see these actors talking about Marvel, it seems to be like the best club.
Yeah, it's like a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So it's like I enjoy that they have such a positive work environment. I mean, it's super important. You know? And Marvel seems like they're doing that. They're cultivating these actors to then be involved in like nerddoms. I mean, look, Michelle Pfeiffer never picked up a comic book before.
Yeah.
And then she picked up comics for, you know, Ant-Man and the Wasp. And remember, she was like, what is this? This doesn't make sense. It's not linear. How do you read this?
I love that because she played Catwoman. I love that she's like, I've never picked up a comic. I'm like, don't say that, Catwoman. And then now she's like, oh, I started reading Marvel comics, and now I'm reading this, and it doesn't make sense. Like, I think that 25 years later, it's time. It's time to pick up comics. So I totally agree.
It's never too late.
It's never too late
for comics.
Everyone watching this, go read actual comics. Please, please keep them alive. And I think that it's really important to, like you said, have a good work environment, especially if you're signing your actors onto like 7 movies.
Yikes.
Can you imagine being like, oh, I've got to do this for the next 10 years and I hate everyone?
Yeah, it's like, I hope you enjoy this here. Hey, you having a good time? Yeah, you got your tea? Great. Here's a contract to just like 4 more movies.
Don't worry about it. Just sign
at
your
the bottom.
Kids will be in high school when you're done with us.
You know, just lick your thumb and put it on there. You know, we got it.
It's a lot of blood and everything. But I think that this is not only indicative of the third movie, which we assumed with Ant-Man, but also in that all these actors that might die in Infinity War.
Everyone dies.
They still want to play.
In Infinity War.
The sandbox is still there.
Oh, man. I'm going to cry so hard.
It's going to be
wretched. I'm going to be that person in the theater who's like, no. Like when Dobby
in
Harry Potter. I was that person.
That theater is like the emotional sobbing.
Yes.
I think that with Infinity War, a lot of these actors that signed on for like 7 movies and they were reluctant. Like Chris Evans was like, guys, I want to direct. And Robert Downey Jr. was like, and now they're all like, well, it's running. Now that it's like hitting thin, like maybe
makes sense.
If it's up 2 more, fine.
I get it.
I love hearing quotes like that. Like, okay, I'll do more. Daredevil. Speaking of actors returning, Rosario Dawson is back for both Iron Fist and Daredevil. There was never any doubt in my mind, but I'm sure the contract had run out because everyone's reporting on it like it's an exciting thing. I hadn't heard that she wasn't coming back, but she's the Nick Fury. Like, Rosario Dawson, not only, actually, she's more than Nick Fury.
Brings
because
them together.
She fights in these movies. Like, Iron Fist, she was one of the best parts of the show.
Mm.
So I really think that, I hope she becomes a bigger part of each of the shows as she signs on for more.
Yeah, and she was really going to that defensive training,
yeah.
You know, and... it's like a Hellcat.
She left with the Hellcat claws.
It's like, okay, I don't hate that.
Yeah, no,
I'm just gonna say
Nightmares
I don't hate
being
that.
A vigilante too. Yes, please.
So, I mean, that would be a whole different arc for her character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's been the human standing alongside like these superhumans doing the do, and you know she has to follow laws and she gets in trouble just for being alongside them.
Yeah.
But then how about if she just joins them all
the
way?
Yeah.
Oof.
I want her more and more and more. I think it's exciting. And in that Netflix universe. Punisher 2 did so well. It was one of the best and also highest rated shows.
Punisher 2. He said Punisher 2.
Punisher 2. Oh, season 2 of Punisher. Punisher for more. It did really well. Like, there was a reason that it was so acclaimed by critics and viewers, so they're rushing it, as they should. They're going to start filming as soon as this April. They're filming in New York, and the location for me is actually more indicative of the show than the start date. If they're filming in New York, I think it's going to be more of Punisher like we know from the comics. I think we'll get the Daredevil moment. I think there'll be more interaction. I think we'll get more of that. But I hope it stays smart. I hope it stays reserved. I hope it stays like an intellectual... I like that half the show was talking about issues.
Yeah. No, they address PTSD so remarkably. I mean, just like it reminded me like what Jessica Jones, how they did that. They made it realistic. I mean, there were some things that were... kind of stereotypical, like I believe his name was Lewis,
the soldier.
Yeah, the soldier. I thought that went, you know, maybe too above board. It kind of got like little flashes of Diamondback with where it's just like, why are you doing this and to this scale? It's like, but why?
Yeah,
you know, kind of a thing. But no, the Punisher itself, I very much enjoyed. I want to see what they are going to do with Punisher and Jigsaw.
Yeah,
because God, that was so graphic.
You finally seen the 13th episode.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Oh, you have. Roxy hadn't. That's right. Remember?
Oh, okay. When we did the DC Marvel,
Roxy hadn't seen it. So I've been like careful to talk about it because Roxy hasn't seen it.
So graphic. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, that's what you do. You destroy the thing that he loves.
Mm-hmm.
Because he loves and doesn't cherish anything
except
for that, his beauty and his money. Yeah. So.
Take it all
beauty,
away.
Money, and freedom. That's what.
And those are all gone.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see Jigsaw as a big bad. I'm excited to see him in New York. I'm excited that it's going to cause escalation without necessarily changing the tone. Mm-hmm. So yes, Punisher. Captain Marvel. This is the story I've wanted to talk to you about all week because I know how much you love the character I think she's playing.
Yes. Monica Rambeau.
Right. She has to be.
When you think about it, and I tried to think about other characters that they would have her playing, like, oh, like they might just make a character and have her, you know, going alongside, da da da. And I was like, no, my brain was like, no, she's Monica Rambeau.
I can't that's all I can think she could be.
For those that don't know, Monica Rambeau, she was Captain Marvel before Carol Danvers was Captain Marvel. She actually gave she let Carol Danvers have the moniker. She was like, yeah, you trained with Marvel and, you know, it makes sense. I'll go ahead and let you have this. But then with Monica Rambeau, that's not the first time that she let somebody else have her moniker. I believe it was a Pulsar. She was Pulsar for a while. And then somebody else then kind of took it and she was like, you know what? I'm done with it. You can have it. And right now she is Spectrum. You can read her in, I believe it's Next Wave.
And she's Ultimates 2 as well. She's really great.
She's amazing. She led the Avengers before, you know, and she continuously brings that up.
And the Ultimates is like the ultimate Avengers. Like Ultimates in the current run is this team that's like above even like planet Earth. They're like handling stuff that's like abstract and celestial, and she's pretty much running that. So like she's levels above this earthly realm.
Yes. Like originally she was a New Orleans, I believe it was a harbor detective, type of thing. And, you know, hijinks ensue. And now she has all of these powers, with Spectrum, she has the powers of the Spectrum. She's like electro. She's an amazing character. And the fact that they have her in the Captain Marvel movie, in my head, she is that.
Yeah.
It's just basically waiting for confirmation with it. That is so strong. And then that can also lead off to us having a Spectrum movie.
Because we're going to have a pretty much clean slate once everyone dies. So
everyone dies.
This is a prequel. So this is set in the 90s, which gives us opportunity to have characters in Captain Marvel introduced that don't necessarily have to die in Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the benefits of Captain Marvel coming out right before Infinity War Part 2. It's not attached. She's in both. But any character we introduce doesn't necessarily have to be in the war. So I love that we can have characters that we fall in love with in Captain Marvel, like Monica Rambeau, not die, and then when the universe reshapes itself.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if she can die because it gets to a certain point. I mean, she fought, I believe it was Odin, to a standstill.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing that happened. That's canon. So, and then also, yes, she can travel through space.
Right. She's pretty much immortal.
So having her partnered with Captain Marvel is such a smart idea.
Yeah.
It's so smart and it works so well.
And they're two, like, you need someone that's as powerful as Captain Marvel to make it work in a thematic setting. If you have, like, a Superman teaming up with a Nightwing, it just feels a little off, you know? Mm. Like, both universes have their place and both universes need their things, but you need someone like this. That's why I think she has to be.
Yeah. I literally can't think of anybody else.
I racked my brain the last, like, 2 days, and this is all, like, and I hope so. So,
yeah.
That's exciting to me. I'm really excited to see her. I don't know. Do you know the actress? I don't know a lot about her work.
No, I actually haven't watched... For DaWanda Wise,
mm-hmm.
I actually haven't seen what she was in. I remember reading up and I was like, oh, great. Somebody else that's in my blind spot of things. I watch so many things and then...
There's so much content.
It always happens that it's somebody in my blind spot. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to go back and watch.
Yeah, she's got a... She's in Shots Fired, Underground, and She's Gotta Have It. So this is her first major movie role. She's done TV, she's done indie. So obviously Marvel loves to find actors that they just cherry pick from things and they're like, here's a career. So I think it's great that they're using an actress that people love that I hadn't heard of, because this gives me not only the opportunity for the world to discover her, but also... I don't want every actor that's in a superhero movie for me to have all these associations with. Like, I love that Jude Law's in this movie, but to me, Jude Law is so many other things that I'm going to have at least 2 or 3 minutes in the movie where I'm like...
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, right, the talented Mr. Rip. Oh, no.
Gattaca.
Yeah, King Arthur. No, he's not. Alfie. No, he's not Alfie. Like, so I'm excited to... That's right. I talked about the remake of Alfie that no one watched but me, that I bought at Blockbuster for $4 on DVD when they went out of order. So, moving on from Captain Marvel. The Gifted Season 2.
Indeed.
It's happening. Season 1, people loved. It was a network show that had a network pace that I enjoyed. I am not a network TV guy. I have nothing against the environment. It's just usually not my pace. It's usually not my, like, tone. I liked The Gifted. This was the bridge for me. This was me understanding Fox, along with Lethal Weapon, the best show in history. No, not the best show in history. Good show, though. But Fox is really making network TV approachable. They're really making... In premium television, there's a broad swath of things you can't do. This show feels like family. It feels like X-Men. The mutants feel real. Their persecution feels real. I love the stuff with them on the run. I'm really glad this got a season 2, because I feel like season 1 put in the X-Men that they were like, oh, I really love this character. We're not sure if the show will go into the second season. And then they put in the, like, Esme, and they did these things. So I think season 2, we're going to get even more mutants we're familiar with. I'm hoping as the merger goes along, we'll get maybe some movie mutants in this universe. I'm hoping that we'll find out some things about the X-Men of the past. So season 2, very excited. Also, Runaways, season 2, it's happening. I freaking loved Runaways. It made my top 5 favorite shows of the year. I think it's one of the best young adult shows ever. It was the OC for comic fans. Like, there's a reason the OC lasted as long as it did. This show has so much heart. I know a lot of people aren't big on the pacing, but it's my favorite part. I love that this is a show about kids and parents, and, like, I love that we have so much more time to invest in these characters than in the comic. I love that there is so much less stereotyping, and I really think that Runaways has the potential to be one of the best comic shows, period. If not, if it isn't already. So season 2, I'm... Yes. Runaways, thoughts?
Yeah, Runaways, I very much enjoyed. I saw the finale today, in fact, and... I love the differences with it between what you see in the comics mm-hmm. and then what they chose to do for the television show. In fact, I think it makes it even more interesting,
yeah.
The choices that they made. Instead of the Yorks being time-traveling mm-hmm. people. In fact, you know, time travel kind of is in there, just like a little bit, but, you know, Victor Stein kind of did it. Instead it's like, oh, they biogenetically engineered a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then that's where we get that. And it's like, okay, you know what? That makes sense. That makes sense, and I understand. They haven't brought up the Magisterians yet,
mm-hmm.
which it appears that Jonah is one of those. Instead of it being, you know, both of the deans, it looks like it's Jonah and Caroline,
mm-hmm.
I always want to say Caroline, and I don't think that's it. Caroline are Magistanians, and I'm wondering how they're going to bring in that alien aspect. But I do very much recommend for everybody to watch Runaways and then like to watch this finale and go ahead and read the comics and just see how excellent it is, how different.
Because they're both different. They're both great. Mm. Like, they're both really fun reads, and they're both so different, you get a different experience out of them. Like, I like that you didn't have a color-by-numbers expectation of going through, like, oh, this is this page, and you didn't have this, oh, this character does this. I want to talk the finale. The show just dropped. I don't think it's fair. A bunch of people are like, oh, we're muting for the finale.
No, we're not.
We're not going to talk the
spoiler
finale.
Spoiler-free.
Mm-hmm. Next week, I'm not here, and Black Panther is running the game, so mm-hmm. the following week, I think we'll do a full finale breakdown. I'm trying to get us a couple special guests for that week. I want to do a Runaways committed episode because we've only had like two episodes to really dance around, the one with Ryan and then the first episode.
Right.
I want to dive into the finale because it's a movie. I really want to like give it its due. So 2 weeks from now, we'll do a Runaways finale show. So there's no spoilers here, but season two, that announcement is pretty much.
Also, real quick, Koi, I would like to add to what you just said. For those of you who are just so hungry to talk about the finale, we are covering the last two episodes here on AfterBuzz, our sister network, and it's under the Sci-Fi channel. The first episode is going to be at 8 o'clock, and that's covering episode 9, Doomsday, since we're on break. And the episode 10 will be covered at 9 p.m., and we're going to have a special guest for both of them, so stay tuned. And Ollie Dreamer is the one who is the main host for that, so stay tuned for that later today.
Producer Ollie Dreamer runs that one. And while plugging Runaways, I did the coolest thing. I'm so proud of this. I wrote a cover story. It's my first ever publication. It's my first thing in tangible print. I buy comics in print. I love print. I buy books in print. I love tangible media. I still buy Blu-rays because I think it's important. I can't wait for my kids to touch movies and be confused at their dad buying things.
Like you don't download this into your mind chip, Dad?
Yeah, Dad. You don't just plug it into your ear and watch it? Like, I love tangible media, so I'm especially proud of this. I wrote the cover story for Rogue Magazine. It's a quarterly a print magazine. It's still in print. It's a magazine that's actually still printing. And the cover story is about Greg. So I did a story with Greg. Greg's the coolest dude. I'm really proud of this. And it drops on January 15th at any magazine place. So pick it up. Tell me what you think. Tweet at me. Let Greg know what you think. It was really cool. He's a great guy. We got to talk Runaways. We got to talk about comics. We got to talk about life. And buy it, please. Keep print alive. So yeah, Runaways season 2. Greg Sulkin. Angel person. And finally, closing out, Dark Phoenix. This is a movie we've talked about in only points of confusion. We've talked about it in the fact that it wrapped very quickly. We've talked about it in that we don't know what it is. We've seen a few images. We now have another mysterious clue. Jessica Chastain is playing a character named Smith.
Yes.
And she's a shapeshifter. I read a lot of X-Men.
So it's like agents?
Like, who's Smith? I don't know anyone that can be Smith. And I also don't know shapeshifter. Is she a Skrull? Does this tie in? Is this the beginning of the merger? Did they know?
And for me, she was Mastermind, but now it doesn't look like she's Mastermind. So, I mean, if she's a Skrull, great. Queen Skrull her. Let's just do it.
I may be a Skrull. Like, I'm intrigued. I don't know what this means. I wanted to mention it because I don't know any Smiths in X-Men. I also don't, like, I don't think of shapeshifters as big, you know, parts of the universe. So I'm wondering if, can you imagine how cool it would be if we're watching Dark Phoenix that we have, like, low expectations for? That's the beginning of the merger and they've known about it for so long. If you imagine, like, a Skrull ties into Captain Marvel, like, that would blow my mind.
That would be really nice. I'd be on board with that. Because just really, I mean, except for the, you know, the Entertainment Weekly, you know, pictures that they did and haven't really heard that much about it. It seems like anything that we do here, it seems to center around Jessica Chastain, which, you know, not a bad thing center around.
But
still, it's just, I mean, this is coming out soon. Wait, when is this coming out?
This year.
This year? What? Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, like, Dark Phoenix is this year, and it's not only is it an X-Men movie, not only is it a Phoenix movie, we're both hosting Marvel Movie News and going, oh, yeah, it comes out this year. Jessica Chastain. That shouldn't be the case. This is the X-Men. We should know and be hyped and be enthralled. Instead, we're like, Smith, shapeshifter.
Okay.
I don't want to shit talk a movie before it's out. I just know nothing. And in this case, that's a concern, not a hype. So we'll see.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they go there. I hope that they go there with the character. I hope that they embrace either the character or the cosmic. I'd love for them to embrace both.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess we'll see. I mean, seeing Phoenix be treated as a B subplot, you know, up to this point, I'm not sure what to expect from this movie. But I hope for really good things.
Same. Yeah. Cautiously, so we'll find out.
Yes, we shall see, and we'll see this whole thing with Smith if it's
a false lead, if it's a Skrull, or what it is.
I mean, so I was really hoping for a Mastermind.
Me
but,
too.
You know,
and when you said it, I like locked in my brain, so now I'm like infinitely disappointed. If it's not, like, it landed so well that I was like, yeah. So that's about all the news we've had in the last 3 weeks. Studio's pretty much shut down for 3 weeks, so we didn't have that much in the way of big news, but It is gearing up to be one of the craziest superhero years ever. We are kicking it off with Black Panther in less than a month.
Yes.
That's the beginning of the year that leads into Deadpool 2, Infinity War. Like, this year is nuts. We get new shows. We get renewals. We get new movies. It is a great time to be a Marvelite. It is a great time to read comics. It is a great time to read. And I'm so glad we get to do this with you guys, because I frankly missed it for 3 weeks. Like, I had so much to be excited about that I was just like, I Marvel. So it is good to be back. What do you have to tell people? Where can they find you and stuff?
Well,
we should also Colt Badeau before we dive in.
Yeah, we should do shout outs.
Colt Badeau runs the Starjammer. He runs our infinitely complicated social media stuff. It is a lot to do. And Colt Badeau had a birthday on Sunday. So happy, I want to wish him a very happy birthday to Colt Badeau.
Yes.
We appreciate you, man. And
big time happy birthday.
Who else we got?
Well, we have a number of shout outs. So we have Utkarsh Sakar at Ping Pong Peekaboo. Stephanie M. Jandro at Steph M.
I know her.
Yes. Nathan Ramirez at Ramirez Nathan 77. Glorious Greg at HG Hilly 929. Fernando Sanchez at Soul Craven. Tori K at Vicky Tori. Victoria 1996. Lance Green at Lance Green 17. JJ Lang at JJ Lang tweeted. Elton Arthur at Elton Arthur 5. Ryan Eliopoulos at DJ Tony Snark. Jocelyn at Bad Wolf Bay 10. Kristen Deaton at Kristen Deaton. AJ Farinot at Cad Bane 1996. And so from Andrew Sandoval 1513. He says, watch, listen to Marvel Movie News. Shout out to the whole squad. Koi, Markia, all the rest. iTunes, that's how I listen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And Joanne Pina at Wheels underscore 5TUD. Just finished watching a very special crossover episode of hashtag DC Movie News and hashtag Marvel Movie News. Love that. It seemed so many people were behind.
Yeah.
Like, were behind us doing that episode.
And it was cool to talk about the other stuff. It was cool to, like, see those guys. We love DC. We love their properties. We also love the hosts. So that was so much fun. We're going to try to do that at least hopefully twice a year, because it'd be fun to do like a summer review and a Christmas review, and I love doing it, so yes.
Yes, and then just really quick to let you know, I mean, yes, we're Marvel Movie News, but we are nerds, and you know, nerds and nerd love for everything, so that you know, Black Lightning is coming up, so on January 16th, the CW's newest superhero suits up, and lightning's gonna strike. So don't miss this electrifying new series, Black Lightning, where it's Black Lightning, aka Jefferson Pierce, had previously powered down his crime-fighting career, and then for the last 9 years he's been saving lives the best way that he knew how, a principal of a local high school. But in this city, when the hero's away, the gangs will play, and this dude's a family man, so when his family got caught in the crosshairs, it's time to take charge. So the former hero is back in full force for a second round against corruption and violence. It's dark days for the city of Freeland, but the storm is coming when Black Lightning brings his power to the people. It's filled with all of this. I love this. Oh, but not only will the series Black Lightning spark you up...
They've accelerated their puns. They've increased.
It's pun power. But also, the soundtrack is full of hip-hop cuts like songs by Rome Fortune and old-school hits from blues singer Nina Simone, Bobby Bland, and the great Isaac Hayes. So on January 16th, the world will know Black Lightning, and the series premiere is after The Flash, and that's only on the CW. So
its tagline I saw on a poster was Get Lit, and I was like, well, I'm watching.
There we go.
That's hilarious.
Get lit. From Mara Garcia at Mara underscore Garcia 92. When a friend asks for a new podcast to listen to and you suggest at Marvel Movie News, because your slash their love for Marvel and because Koi and Markia bring so much joy to something I already love. Thank you, Mara.
We appreciate it.
So awesome. Very much appreciate that. And then a quick question from Ken from Chicago. At Ken from Chicago. Mm. So, Markia, about how many Black Panther tickets do you have?
Well, she bought out AMC 16. She's
all
in the 7
it.
O'clock show. That's just
I'm
for
just saying,
so
by
she can
myself.
Yell, cry, all the emotions. I've seen it. I know her plans. It's going to be great. And then I think she's going to Midnight at the El Capitan if you want to stalk her. And then she's got tickets for Saturday, as far as I know. She might have more.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm going to cosplay at all of them. Everything between like Shuri and Zuri and Okoye. And then one of them is going to be Black Panther. I'll go as T'Challa. And it'd be fantastic. But yes, for Marvel Movie News, one of our very tantalizing sponsors is that it's Blue Apron. And Blue Apron is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. And while many people know what they do, many don't know the types of meals you can eat when you cook with Blue Apron. It's not just like burgers or something for dinner. You can make short rib burgers with hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're preparing seared steaks in thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, and crispy shallots. And this is all under 45 minutes. And you don't have to go to the grocery store with it. So they use fresh ingredients. Their recipe delivery service. They have incredible home cooking. It's accessible to everyone. And it supports a more sustainable food system. Like, they set their highest standards for ingredients, and they are building a community of home chefs. So they have three plans, a two-person meal plan, a family plan, and a wine plan, which this is news for me.
That's new. That's new.
Six bottles of wine from renowned winemakers delivered monthly. Hello. Hello, Blue Apron.
Yeah, Blue Apron, if you're listening, to make sure, we have not had the wine experience, so if you'd like to test that out on us. We are here for that.
Absolutely. So, you know, they have convenience and variety. There's flexibility. They offer 12 new recipes each week. Customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedule. And it's high quality. It's only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. You know, I already have enough hormones. I don't need it in my meat. So there you go. But Blue Apron is treating Marvel Movie News listeners to $30 off your first order. So visit blueapron.com/Marvel. And, you know, check out this week's menu. Get $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/Marvel.
Another great character, though. Blue Marvel's great.
There we go. Blue Marvel. I'm telling you. There we go. But Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Yes, and they're great. They've been good to us. Their food's delicious. I've never had a bad Blue Apron meal, and I enjoy the character Blue Marvel. So, you guys, it has been a pleasure to be back. Happy birthday once again to Colt.
Yes.
For all you guys that tweeted over the 3 weeks, it was hard to keep social media, and so we might have missed some shout-outs. Please tweet us again for next week. If you have any Black Panther questions whatsoever,
hit me up. Hit me up at Markeia McCarty, MarkeiaMccarty. You can also send it to Marvel Movie News. That's Marvel News PTN. And I will power through the Black Panther. Do this sooner rather than later so that I can prepare everything for y'all, because I really do want to cover all the bases. You will get the Wakanda love. You will get the inclusion. You will get the minutia. So I really want to go all out with this show. And that's going to be next week, January 16th.
And next week is my brother's birthday / my delayed Christmas. I haven't gotten home for Christmas yet because I was here for the holiday. So I'm not going to be here next week, 'cause I'm with my family. So I will be there. So Markeia is going to be Black Panthering so hard you won't even notice I'm gone. Now, that week, I want to hear how she did. And I also want to hear about Black Panther stuff, because I'm going to be so FOMO in Atlanta wondering how things are going. I'll be in the land of where they shot Black Panther, not knowing. So I'm going to miss you guys, but I'll be back the following week. And to plug something, I did Collider Heroes yesterday that I really, really dug, because I got to talk DC, which I don't get to do enough. We got to talk about like the giant executive shift over. We got real sweaty, okay? Me and John Schnapp and Mike Christmas got real sweaty, real geeky. So check that out. I really had a good time doing it, and I want to do more of that stuff. And also, that Rogue magazine means the world to me because it's in print. You can buy it. You can hold it. You can touch it. I love the internet, but you can't touch it. Or it's weird. It's probably sticky. Not yet. It's
not
coming.
Yet.
FCC might make it tangible. So this has been wonderful to be back. New season for us. It's good to sit next to you again and do this show.
Yes,
I'm so excited for the biggest year of the show yet.
Yes, this was the biggest show of this year.
Yeah, so, I meant 2018 is the biggest show of us, because we have a new thing every month. Like, there's something new all the time.
Really is. This is the Marvel year.
Yeah, I'm excited.
2018 is Marvel year.
It's the silver age of Marvel movie news. So, we'll be back next week. Where can they find you on the internet?
At Markeia McCarty, MarkeiaMccarty. And my Snapchat is Darth Thinmints. So I'm doing that more. So, yeah, or, you know, Instagram. I do Instagram stories.
The ghost of Matt Key just misspelled Markeia's name for her.
No.
And I'm Coy Jandreau, at CoyJandreau, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk. Talk Network for its owners and principals.